This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Stands are full or close to it in a lot of stadiums and arenas this summer, which, among other things, can mean longer lines for food and snacks, more beer and beverage purchases, and more waste as well. And that, as Emil Moffitt reports now from WABE in Atlanta, is an opportunity.
The NBA season this year gave the Atlanta Hawks a chance to do something different.
Those of you who have been here, maybe you can share some of your best practices and how it is easy for you to break the ice.
Last month, Sophie Armanakian, the Hawks' director of sustainability, led a dozen volunteers, all wearing green T-shirts that say, Zero Waste Squad.
Those of you who are new, we're going to do a quick role play and kind of go over what we are doing.
What they'll be doing is to stand by waste bins, telling fans where to toss the compostable cups, food trays, plates, forks, and spoons that come from concession stands, and how to recycle aluminum beer cans and water bottles. Meanwhile, upstairs, fans start filing through the gates. Even though the compost, recycling, and landfill bins are clearly marked, Armanakian tells volunteers some fans here have a hard time figuring out where things go.
You can tell somebody walks up and they see the thing that says plastic bottles and cans, and they're holding a compostable cup that looks like plastic. They're like, huh, and they mean well, but they still do the wrong thing. That's what we're here for.
On a night like this, fans at the sold-out arena will produce nearly 14 tons of waste. And Armanakian says the Hawks' goal is to have at least 90% of that waste go somewhere other than a landfill. And they're not the only ones. Pro sports leagues around the country have developed sustainability programs in the past decade. Baseball even gives out the Green Glove Award to the team that does the most to protect the environment. It's an honor that the San Francisco Giants have won nearly every year. That's no surprise, says environmental consultant Alan Hershkowitz, who works with a number of sports teams and leagues.
You know, the composting infrastructure in San Francisco is very different than the composting infrastructure in Dallas or Kansas City.
And as more sports teams and venues look to stock their concession stands with biodegradable products, more manufacturers, including one based in Georgia, are making them a priority. WinCup recently inked deals with Women's Pro Golf and the concessionaire Delaware North to provide plant-based straws and drink stirrers. Company president Michael Winter says WinCup is investing in the research and development of more sustainable products because that's where he sees future demand.
Where are consumers going to be going to in the years and the months to come? Where can we take this company to bring environmental and sustainable solutions?
Back at the Hawks game, a fan drops an aluminum beer bottle in the recycling bin, earning him praise from James Baskin Jr., one of the Zero Waste Squad volunteers.
We just want to say thank you for trying to promote recycling within the arena, and man, you did a good thing, man.
The fan is rewarded with some Hawks gear and a photo that the team will share on social media in hopes that reducing waste at sporting events continues to catch on. In Atlanta, I'm Emil Moffitt for Marketplace.